It is Mother's Day this weekend, and we often say that everything changes when you bring a child into the world, but science is now showing us that for mothers, literally everything changes, all the way from their brain cells to their heart muscle. For more on this, let's bring in an author who's written about all of it, Abigail Tucker, author of the book Mom Genes, Inside the New Science of Our Ancient Maternal Instinct. Abigail, good morning to you.
Good morning.
This is fascinating. So, you know, you've written a book that actually gets into the science of how mothers change when they welcome a baby. How is that?
Exactly. We sort of get distracted by these major changes that are visible on the outside, like gaining 80 pounds or suddenly growing curly hair. But really, scientists are learning that the most startling changes are happening inside of women, inside of their bodies and their brains, and that we transform in ways that we're just beginning to understand.
So in what ways? I've heard of pregnancy brain. You know, my brother, when my sister-in-law was pregnant, my brother always loved to you know, give her a little bit of ribbing because he's like, she gets stupid when she gets pregnant. And she's like, yeah, I get pregnancy brain. What is that? And does that last?
So a lot of, you know, one of the neat things about writing this book was that so many of the scientists involved were young women, some of them pregnant women, some of them young mothers. And, you know, there's sort of a controversy around this idea that, you know, do we get stupid or not? What we know for sure is that our brain changes. Scientists take pictures of women's brains or scans of women's brains before and after they have babies. And there is a shrinkage in the volume of gray matter in brains. So there's a couple different ways that you can interpret this change. You know, it could be linked with some of these baby brain, mommy memory problems. The shrinkage, though, might also represent a kind of growing efficiency as the mother's brain becomes sort of more attuned to different social signals. So
yeah.
I think that there's a verbal recall problem that moms have across the board that scientists agree on, but I don't think that they're getting dumber. They're actually getting better at certain things.
I have a theory. I just bounce it off of you because you're the researcher here. You know the science. Do women become more tolerant of disgusting things when they have children? Because it feels like when they're younger, it's like, ooh, bugs, somebody kill it. But then after they have a child, it's like, oh yeah, dirty diapers, vomit, like blood. All of a sudden, they're like so much more tolerant of all of these things. Do their brains change meaningfully?
I think that anything associated with a child becomes somehow more charming. Like, there is a study that I believe the title was "My Baby Doesn't Smell as Bad as Yours," and it's, you know, sometimes in these studies the scientists will actually have women smell, you know, dirty clothes or even diapers, and moms are just drawn and attracted to the smell of their babies. It's like a form of it's a new form of reward, basically. And there's really cool experiments where they watch this happen in real time with lab animals like mice and rats.
So I find all of this so fascinating, and I think a lot of people will find this absolutely fascinating because half the population's women, and they will be, you know, most of them give birth. So how long does this last for until your kid hits puberty, and then, you know, you're contemplating allowing them to live, or does this even last through that period too?
So those changes that we're talking about, I think that they last for about. They know they last for 2 years, but that's because they sort of stop checking on the mom's brains. The idea is that the mom never really goes back to normal, but her relationship with kids changes, and she changes according to what's going on in her environment. And having an adolescent is a very different, it's a whole other can of worms, and it's a different set of skills, but that sort of core pro-baby, pro-kid drive or motive that emerges in moms during pregnancy never goes away. And you love your pimply 17-year-old like your baby in certain ways.
Amazing. What about like the protective qualities of mothers? What changes for women when they have a child when it comes to protecting kids?
So one of the things that I didn't know is that moms, after they have babies, and especially when they're nursing their babies, they go through a dampening of stress responses. And so scientists will do stuff like make pregnant women and new moms stick their hands in a bucket full of ice water in the lab, and they'll measure the stress hormones that they give off. And these nursing moms give off less stress hormones. So So they have a dampening to stress responses. And this natural dampening that occurs is what makes them bolder in facing threats. So it's like the famous mama bear thing. New mothers in nature are actually some of the most dangerous animals that there are. In fact, there was a great study recently that showed that the most dangerous large animals in Britain are cows. And that's in large part because they're trying to defend their calves in the fields. When they see human walkers, they might think that they're predators. But moms are designed this way. Their stress symptoms are naturally dampened through the hormonal changes of birth and lactation, basically.
Now, what happens when you have a second child? So let's say that all this happens with your first child. What if you have a second child? And does the length of time between children affect how you change with the second child or the first?
So the sort of amazing epiphany that moms experience with their first child doesn't always occur again with the second child. And that's not because you don't love your second child as much. It's a little bit more like, as one scientist told me, your ticket has already been punched. So you're not a woman becoming a mom, you're a mom having a second kid. That said, children are this really important environmental force that acts on moms, and no two children are alike. I have four kids, and they change me in different ways. And there's really interesting work on, you know, having a boy versus a girl can predispose moms to certain conditions. And moms having boys typically have more complications in birth. They may be slightly more predisposed to postpartum depression. Afterwards, there's some work showing that you might even make slightly different chemically composed breast milk for boys versus girls. And so it's like every kid is just a new wild card, and the mom is both, you know, in mother mode, but she's also plastic during this period and responding to new cues that she gets from her kid and then also from the wider world as well.
What an amazing thing.
Wow, this is so interesting.
Yeah, it's nice to talk about the real science behind what makes mothers so impressive and such an interesting thing. I can't believe we're still discovering new things about a subject that existed as long as we have. Abigail Tucker, thank you so much. Good to have you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Just very quickly again, the book is Mom Genes, GENES, Inside the New Science of Our Ancient Maternal Instinct, in case someone missed that in the beginning.
Amen.